Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
When Gregor Samsa woke one morning from unsettling dreams, he found himself changed in his bed into a black man. In the bathroom mirror, he saw that his pale face had turned dark, his blonde hair black and kinky. Same for the stubble on his face, which made shaving a hassle. Greg called his fiancée, who reported that she was still white, but suggested he see a doctor. At the emergency room, he was told there was no cure for his condition. Also, that he was now at higher risk of diabetes, kidney disease, heart disease, tuberculosis, and several cancers. His life expectancy had dropped overnight by 7 years. They gave him a prescription for blood pressure pills. Greg arrived late for work. His boss said nothing, but moved him to the back office instead of his usual customer-facing job. At least he still had a job. He knew that the unemployment rate for black American males is double that of whites. After work, he kept a date with his fiancée to go look at a house for sale. The owner eyed them warily and said they probably couldn't afford the place, let alone get financing. So Greg called his bank and explained the situation. He was reassured that his credit rating was still fine, as it is for half of whites and 20% of blacks. You see, median black household income is only two-thirds that of whites. Household wealth, one-tenth. Driving to a restaurant, Greg and his fiancée were stopped by police for a broken taillight. He got a ticket, his first ever. Over dinner, his fiancée said she'd just read that some people want to reverse the 1967 Supreme Court decision legalizing interracial marriage. She suggested moving up their wedding date. On the way home, Greg was again stopped by police, who tried to arrest him for drugs. That happens four times more often for blacks than for whites. This time, he raised a fuss. So they shot him, as cops do more than twice as often to blacks as to whites. Of course, he died. As did the other Gregor Samsa, the guy who suffers greatly after turning into a cockroach in Franz Kafka's famous 1915 novel Metamorphosis. Because that's what happens when a society has been structured historically to treat one group of its people like insects. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.